Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Honest for just a moment, how many times have you said, "I'll try," while quietly knowing you weren't going to do it, you weren't going to go, you weren't going to have it, you weren't going to create it? And it's not because you're dishonest. It's not because you're lazy, but because saying no feels harder than saying maybe. Today, we're talking about the hidden cost of quote-unquote trying, the pretense of action, or as I like to call it, the trying problem. Welcome, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. I am Danielle, your host and fellow explorer. And if you have any subject idea that you would like to explore in this amazing, beautiful universe that we are a part of, nothing is too small or too crazy. Because trust me, if you're wondering about it, I'm wondering about it. And if I'm wondering about it, and we are, other people are too. So please send me an email at hello@danielle.com, danielle.com. And let me know what you are wondering about, and let's explore it together. All right. So, like I said, today we're talking about the pretense of action, or the try problem. I'll try. I'm trying. I'll try to do that. I'll try to come. Why do we do that? Well, trying sounds responsible, hopeful, and you know, it feels and sounds sometimes like effort, but how often is it just an avoidance? It's an avoidance wearing good manners, you know, because we don't want to say no. So, what am I talking about? Well, here's some examples. I'll try to come to the party. That's my favorite because I've used it a lot. I'm trying to save money. I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to set boundaries. I'm trying to meditate. I'm trying to get more rest. No, if you look at it, all of that sounds very reasonable, doesn't it? Like, yeah, of course I'm trying to save money. Yeah, I'm trying to take care of myself more. I will try to come to the party. Trying feels safe. Trying feels non-confrontational. And we all know how we love to avoid being confrontational, right? Some of us like being confrontational. I guess it depends on the day. Anyway, trying feels like you're doing something. Like there's room to grow. But you know what? Trying is not growth, because energetically, trying is often a way of staying uncommitted. Oh, that word, committed. Okay. I know a lot of us associate the word committed with like being put away in a mental asylum, but you know what? Nowadays, I'm pretty sure the earth is a mental asylum. Am I joking or am I having awareness? Well, stay tuned. We'll find out. All right, but trying does this. Trying keeps the door cracked open. You're not fully in, you're not fully out. And that's why it's that uncommitted, non-committal. Okay? It's the energy of, please don't hold me accountable later. Even if it's just yourself you're talking to. And that's the real, real crux of the situation is, how often we even use this trying energy with ourselves. All right. So why do we do this? That's a good question. Thank you for asking. Okay. We don't just say why don't we just say, no, I'm not coming. I'm not ready for fill in the blank, to lose weight, commit to this project, to create this, to going there. I am not choosing this right now. Or no, I don't want to right now. Okay. Why are we not able to just say that? Well, there's many reasons. I wish I could say there's only one thing, but there's not. There's many reasons for different circumstances, right? So one of them is we don't want to disappoint, even if it's ourselves, right? I always joke with my friends. I'm like, don't pop my delusions. I like them, okay? We don't want to disappoint, whether it's somebody else. We would rather disappoint them slowly than honestly. So instead of saying, no, I'm not coming to the party. Hey, would you like to come to my party? No, thank you. We say, I'll try to come. And then they get to be disappointed later, usually when they're not in front of us. And then it's like, oh, if I didn't see it, it didn't happen. It happened. Okay. And another reason is we're afraid of our own power. And I know this one surprises some of us because it's like, what do you mean I'm afraid of my own power? I'm always looking for my power. And looking for our power while pretending we don't have power, while avoiding our power, is actually a deep subject. And I will put it on a schedule for another one because that's a dynamic one, how we're afraid of our power, avoid our power while claiming we don't have power. We're actually having a lot of power. Yeah, deep subject, another one. But in this context, we're afraid of our own power in that commitment often means responsibility. Okay. If you say, I'm doing this, then you become somebody who follows through, or you become somebody that people will look at you and go, well, you said you were going to do it. So it has this onus of like responsibility, right? And that can feel scary. Absolutely, I get it. Do you know why I know this? The pretense of action, the trying problem so well? I used to use try a lot. Okay. A lot of the stuff I figure out because I've been there and done that. Anybody else? Yeah. All right. Moving on. So, why else do we do this? Because we're not aligned with the goal. And I believe I've done a whole show on this before of like, we say we want to do something. It's like, I want to lose weight. I want to create this business. I want to create this project. I want to, go here, whatever, or be in this relationship. And sometimes we say we want something because this reality says we should want it because it sounds good. But sometimes we're not ready for it. Sometimes we're not desiring it. So, I mean, instead of saying, oh, yeah, I'll try to do that, we should be like, I'm not ready. I'll do it later. But we don't do that because it's like, if it's here present, we should do it now. And if not, you're wrong. All right, more on that later because I have tips. I always have tips. We're protecting our identity, okay? And I hold this in combination with we're trying to keep our potential. Anybody else ever been told when they were a kid or most of their lives, you have so much potential? And maybe I should write a book. The problem with potential is because it always seems like if we don't commit and we keep saying, well, I'm trying, that possibility of that potential is always out in front of us. But if we actually commit to it, we either succeed and our potential ends, or we fail and our potential ends. And I surprise people when I say, like, even if we succeed, our potential ends. Because, yeah, that problem with potential, people think we have like this, you're going to do so good. Thank you, right? And so if we not commit to it, whatever that unknown future potential is, it's always out there. So if we don't commit, we're trying, we're trying, we're trying. Good for you, you're trying, right? How many of us have been like, oh yeah, I'm trying, and then we get that pat on the back. You good girl, good girl, good boy, you guys are trying. Yeah, trying to drive me crazy. They succeeded. As if you can't tell. Okay. All right. So let's talk about the energy a little bit because, it's all about the energy. When you say, I'll try, your body will often contract. Your universe contracts, right? There's hesitation, there's doubt, there's resistance, there's, it isn't, it's an official sound. Ugh. Why? And what happens is it sends a mixed signal to your life. I want this. Let me re-say. It sends a mixed signal to your life and the universe. Okay, because remember, the universe is always listening, your body's always listening, and your life is always listening, especially when we're talking energy, okay? So what it is it, you're saying, I want this, but not enough to rearrange anything or take any action. And the universe hears, what I just asked for is optional. So don't worry about it. Okay, let me say that again, because this is a big, big part of it. When we do the trying energy, and just because you're not saying the word trying doesn't mean you're not in the trying energy, right? And so sometimes when we say, well, I want this, I would love this much money, I would love this relationship, this house, this thing, I'm trying to get this, I'm trying to lose weight, I'm trying to take time, more time for myself, I'm trying. The universe hears, this is optional, this is a possibility, I'm happy with it, I'm happy without you choose, right? It's okay, don't worry about it. The universe goes, all right, I'll put it on the back burner, I'm not worried about it then. If you're not worried about it, I'm not worried about it. So when you're doing the trying energy, you're only not committing to yourself. You're also not asking of the universe. And the universe then goes, okay, let me know when you're ready. And then we get mad. It's like, I've been working on this so long. I've been trying for so long, trying so hard. Have you? Or are you doing the pretense of action? And remember, pretense is the falsehood of doing it, right? That's why I call it the pretense of action. I'm trying to take time for myself. Well, you either are or you aren't, right? This trying energy puts you in that limbo of I'm trying, I'm kind of doing it, right? Which is one of the reasons also goals and targets always fail so often. Hey, so when you do this, it's half results, delayed results, or no results. And then we get mad. And here's the thing, the universe isn't punishing us, right? A lot of people think like, oh, the universe hates me. No, the universe has your back always. But if we're not truly asking, the universe will follow our lead. And so we don't get it. So it's not a punishment. It's just an indicator of where we are in our lives, right? So, and here's the other thing. You know, we talked about the universe. Let's talk about our physical body for a moment. Because, yeah, I like bodies. Bodies are pretty cool. And so, and I talk about the nervous system a lot. And so every time you say try, your body is listening, as I said earlier. And when we don't follow through, something subtle begins to happen. Our nervous system, our body, our life, me, learns my words don't matter. My intentions aren't reliable. I don't trust myself. Don't worry, we don't have to do this. It's not gonna, don't worry. I know I say I'm trying to lose weight, but don't worry, fat cells, we're gonna keep you just as you are, right? Okay, so, but over time, this erodes confidence. This erodes who we are. And it's not dramatically. Is quietly, it's subtly, right? It's like that frog in the boiling water. Until one day you wonder why motivation feels hard. Okay, it's not motivation that feels hard, it's that self-trust that you've been leaking out everywhere. Okay, look at this for a moment. How many times have we thought, I'm trying to lose weight, I'm trying to save money, I'm trying to be take more time for myself, and we don't do it, and so we think we're not motivated enough or we're not committed enough? But what if it's also that self-trust? I know if I actually say I'm trying to do this, I know I'm not. How many of us in this trying problem have a lack of confidence in that we would actually do it? And my friends, remember, this is never to get you to judge you. I am never, ever, ever asking you to judge yourself. I'm just helping us all me too, to see where we're functioning from so that we can actually create something different, not from judgment, but from awareness that goes, oh, let me build my trust of self back up so that I will actually create instead of wondering why I don't create, do, or have, or take that action. Okay. We're going to go to our quick little break, and when we come back, I have a lot of fun things. I have some tips. We're going to talk about try and choose and a bunch of fun things, all right? And if you are enjoying the show, and if you feel the information is beneficial to you and possibly somebody else that you think might need to hear it, please do go to your favorite podcast platform, iTunes or something like that. Search for The Exploration of Wonder. And please like, share, and subscribe. It tells the algorithm that, hey, this information is beneficial and somebody else needs to hear it. And I would be so grateful. I would, you know, I do try to go back and comment and respond to everything. So, yeah, please go and say hi. All right, my friends, you are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, to The Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle. And if you ever have a show topic that you'd like to check out, please do let me know at hello@danielle.com and check out my website while you're there, danielle.com. Lots of fun stuff on over there that's always going on. All right. So today we're talking about the pretense of action, or as I like to call it, the try problem, right? So the trying problem. We say we're trying, but we are just noncommittal. We don't actually intend to, okay? So let's talk a little bit about try and choose, okay? I'm going to give you some sentences, some phrases. Look at the energy. Because remember, for me, it's always about the energy, okay? So let's compare. I'll try to walk every afternoon. How does that energy feel? Okay, now I'm choosing to walk three times a day. Sorry, three times a week. Could you imagine three times a day? It'd be fun though. So I try to walk every day, or I'm choosing to walk three times a week. Which one actually has a committed, forward moving energy to it? And then another example, I'm trying to save money versus I'm saving $50 per paycheck. Which one actually has that way of moving forward, of the action of creating the future? Yeah, it's the second one. All right. One more. I'll try to rest more versus I go to bed at 10:30. One is a pretense of action. I'm trying to rest more. One is an action plan. I go to bed at 10:30. Okay. Choice aligns with the energy. Try disperses it. Yay! Not really, but it's just like, you know, I have some tips, but before we get into the tips, I'd really love you to like take a moment and pause with me right here, right now. Take a breath and ask yourself without judgment, without self-flagellation, where in my life am I trying instead of choosing? All right. And please look at this, because sometimes you can even say, I'm choosing this, but it has the energy of trying. There isn't a test. I'm not going to ask you to email me and tell me unless you want to, but there is no test. This is just for your own self-reflection, right? Where in my life am I trying instead of choosing? Is it with money, body, creativity, relationships, taking care of myself, personal time, my dreams? No blame, no judgment. Just curiosity. Just wonder. What would change in your life if you were honest with yourself here? Okay. So have that question in your universe as I go through some quick little tips about how to move from try into actually that action, into that choice. Okay. So the first one is catch yourself in real time. Be present with the energy. You know, I'm always asking you, inviting you to be present in your life. Excuse me. And this is one of those reasons. Because if you're present with the energy, you can say things in like, I am trying to take more time for myself. You can be like, well, that sentence I just said was bull crap. And then you can look at it, be like, okay, what's actually going on here? Remember, it's not about judging yourself of like, I can't never seem to do it. It's like, okay, why am I not ready to commit to taking more time for myself right now? And side note, if you have any of this stuff comes up and you ever want to have a private session with me, let me know. I'm really good about helping you see the underlying energies, and it's a lot of fun. I think of it like an archaeological dig. What's under this judgment? What's under this point of view? Look at all this possibility, okay? So please do feel free anytime. Reach out, danielle.com. All right. So catch yourself in real time. The second you say it, you know. You know, whenever you use try or trying, you know, you're not going to do it or go or anything like that, okay? And then number two, when you say this kind of stuff, ask, am I in or am I out? Okay, right now in this moment, is it a future fantasy? Are you just deluding yourself? Are you just being mannerish and telling the person you're not coming? It's like, are you in or are you out? What's really going on here, okay? And another way to change this dynamically and test the energy is replace the word try with choose. If you can't actually say, I'm choosing to take more time for myself, there's a lot of energy there you need to look at. If I'm trying to take more time for myself feels easier, not better, but easier, you got to look at it, okay? Tell the truth gently is another one. Say, instead of, would you like to come to my party? No. Don't be a dick. You could be like, sorry, I'm not available at that time. No, I'm not coming, right? It's kinder. This kind of, it is kinder than false hope. It really is. And then they don't have that long delayed, are they coming? Are they coming? Don't be a dick. Just tell them, right? Listen to your body's responses. I always come back to the body. Your body knows if you're aligned. If your body feels tight and contracted, no. If your body feels spacious, maybe even a little tingly or expanded, if it's open to it, it's a yes. Okay. Remove the moral judgments. What do I mean by this? Not choosing something doesn't make you bad. It just makes you honest. And the more honest you are, even with yourself and the universe, the more you will actually create your life and move things forward. Trust me, if you have a creation, I desire to create X, Y, and Z, whatever that is. And if you say, I'm trying to do it, and you hold that falsehood, you actually are dimming the possibility of it. Then it's not as bright and shiny and exciting, and it becomes a torture. That possibility that you perceived and that you universe invited you to, and you have that smell of like, oh, that one should be so fun. The more you try, the more it dims, and the more it becomes a burden, the more it becomes something that tortures you, that you avoid, that you tarnish, really, with all your judgments and all of, you know, then it becomes something you avoid completely and don't ever want to do. So if you could look at it and go, oh my gosh, that project, that XYZ sounds great, sounds amazing. Am I ready to start it today? I am not. Okay, universe, body, me, let me know when I am. Then it doesn't tarnish that future possibility. It keeps it there, but it doesn't become something that you torture yourself with. Because how many of us in this trying problem, in this pretense of action, begin to torture ourselves with this, well, I'm trying to create this, I'm trying to do this or have this, and then it just becomes the noose around our neck that we hang ourselves upon. That was a fun imagery, right? Yeah. I got dark for a minute. All right, coming back. One of the last ones is celebrate clear no's. I know this sounds weird, but when you're more present in your life and you can actually say, remember, these are tips to how to change this. When you are more present in your life and you can actually acknowledge, oh, you know what? No, I don't want to do this right now. Your universe will expand. You will get further faster. It's really weird to think that saying no to a project or a person or an event right now actually can create your future, but it can. And celebrate it. Because when you're more honest and present with yourself in this moment, that sends a ripple out of, hey, I'm trustworthy. Hey, I know myself. Hey, you know what? I can actually do anything when I'm ready to do it. And then when you actually choose it, you can do it. That's the whole crux of this, is that you can actually do it then because you're aligned. Okay. So celebrate those clear no's. It's really interesting. So my friend, you're not flaky. You're not lazy. You're not inconsistent. We're often just unaligned, misaligned, and we're not quite ready for it yet. Okay. So I hope you start looking at this, and when you say these things like, oh, I'm trying, catch yourself and stop yourself and ask yourself that question. Wait a minute. If I'm using the word trying or energy trying, do I actually desire this right now? And it's okay if you don't. Clarity is the key. Clarity gives you a brighter tomorrow. All right, my friends, woohoo! Check us out. We got one done. I'm excited. No pretense of action. I did a podcast. Woohoo! All right, my friends, next week we are talking about, are you an addict and not know it? It's a fun one. Please come back. All right, my friends, until I see you again, have a fun week, a magic week, a laughable, a fun, enjoyable week, and be back next week. Because guess what? I will be too. All right, my friends, go explore that universe. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.